So the B section, we got 1, 4, 6, 2, 5. All right. But before we get to, how are we going to get to 4? We're going to create a 5 chord of it, which is B flat 7. And we're going to even create a the 2 chord of it before that. So F minor 7 to B flat 7 takes us to E flat major 7. There's our 4 chord. All right. Now we're going to the 6 chord, but before we do that, we're going to create a 2-5 to go there. So we got A half diminished, D7 to G sharp to G minor. All right, so again, we're creating 2-5-1s to get from one chord to the next. Are you following this? I hope so. So I'm repeating myself. Big picture for the B section, 1-4-6, and then a 2-5. But in order to get there, we're going to create 2-5-1s. So we got 2-5 to 4, and then 2-5 to 6. Okay. Now, when we get to bar 5 of the B section, we got G minor, D7, G minor again. That's called back cycling. All right. It means that nothing's really happening, so I'm gonna just stick a 5 chord in to increase tension over a place where it would be otherwise just static. So you know that you can create a 2-5 or even just a 5 wherever you are. You know, if I had nothing but a song that was G minor, like here's my new song, it's just G minor, good luck, you know, have fun. You know, I might just, at one point, I might just... You know, and in my lines, I would create a 5 chord or a 2-5, or you know, even just even if the chords weren't that, I would just playing my melody there. If I was playing, see, I just did it right there. I hit F sharp, and it created tension against the G minor. So I'm digressing here, but back cycling is like you can. Why is it called back cycling? Because usually tunes are constructed in fourths around the circle of fifths. You know, if you go clockwise, it's circle of fifths is moves from one note to its fifth to its fifth to its fifth, like C to G to D to A are all fifths. But if you go the other way, A to D to G to C to F, those are moving in fourths. So if you go counterclockwise, that's how jazz chords usually move. They usually move in fourths. But when you have like a G minor to a D7 back to G minor, it's called backcycling because you're going the opposite way. And so you're basically just delaying the resolution. And then here you have a C7 before you take it to C minor. And that's just a harmonic embellishment there. Nothing really different. You're just going from C7 to C minor. And then there's a back cycling again. C minor to G7 to C minor. That also, you know, creates tension where it otherwise would just be static harmony. Hope this is making sense. And then you're 2-5-1. All right, that takes you back to the A section. And I'm going to start a new track for the C section.